Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Davis reaches second base with a double. Belunger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Petrocelli scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Echeverry moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Echeverry scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich catches it and throws to first to double up Carbo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Harper steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blackwell scores. Harper scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritsch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Gritsch moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller bunts towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Carbo trying to get to home. Gritch throws to Etchy Barron who tags Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Etchy Barron strikes out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor, who is chasing the ball. Griffin reaches third base with a triple. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.